This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu has called Operation Sindoor a defining testament to India's unwavering resolve against terrorism and all forces that threaten our sovereignty and the safety of citizens. In a social media post, she said the brutal attack at Pahalgam was met with befitting and exemplary precision. She reiterated that those who seek to threaten Bharat must know that our nation stands vigilant, united and prepared to respond with strength. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country remains steadfast in its resolve to defeat terrorism and dismantle its enabling ecosystem. In a social media post on the completion of 1 year of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Modi said the Indian Armed Forces has displayed unparalleled courage, precision and resolve during the operation. He said the forces gave a fitting response to those who dared to attack innocent Indians at Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also added that the entire nation salutes the armed forces for their valour. The Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor reflected India's firm response against terrorism and its unwavering commitment to safeguarding national security. The Indian Armed Forces today said Operation Sindoor successfully achieved its objectives and demonstrated exceptional coordination among the Army, Navy and the Air Force. A joint press conference was organized on the sidelines of the Combined Commanders Conference in Jaipur to mark the first anniversary of the operation. Addressing the media, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said, "Indians' fight against terrorism continues with full determination." He stated that Operation Sindoor proved that the vision of an Atmanirbhar Bharat is no longer just a slogan.
Operation Sindoor saw India very consciously and coherently go beyond its erstwhile approaches and methods and target terror across the line of control and our international boundary with Pakistan with precision, proportionality and a clarity of purpose. It was a statement of resolve, responsibility and strategic restraint by a nation. From the outset, the government gave us two clear directions, clear politico-military objectives and the operational flexibility to achieve these.
In Tamil Nadu, amid political stalemate, the Palis continue to form the new government. In this regard, Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar invited the TVK presidency Joseph Vijay to the Lok Bhavan in Chennai today. It was informed in the press release from the Lok Bhavan that during the meeting, the governor explained that the requisite majority support in the Tamil Nadu Legislative Assembly, which is essential for forming the government, has not been established. The Election Commission has seized over 1,400 crore rupees worth of illicit inducements from the recently concluded assembly election in four states and one union territory and by-elections. The seizures have increased over 40% as compared to 2021 elections in these states and UT. The Commission said that West Bengal saw the highest increase in seizures of around 69% and Tamil Nadu saw an increase in seizures of over 48%. In West Bengal, in connection with the murder of BJP MLA Subhendu Adhikari's close aide, the state police have arrested three individuals. Police also formed a seven-member special investigation team, SIT. It will work under the supervision of the IG of CID. Meanwhile, police took into custody and investigated a resident of Shiv Mandir Siliguri in connection with the murder case of BJP leader Subhendu Adhikari's close aide. His car's number plate was allegedly used by the assailants who killed Chandranath Rath, the BJP leader's PA in Kolkata last night. After an almost three-hour investigation, police released him with the assurance that he would cooperate and help in further investigation. Union Ministers for Port, Shipping and Waterways Sarvananda Sonwal has said that today India stands as a steadfast pillar of stability, guaranteeing swift crisis assistance and safety across shared waters. The minister was speaking at the 10th Indian Ocean Dialogue in New Delhi. Benchmark domestic equity indices staged a lackluster close today, remaining largely unchanged amid a choppy trading session. The Sensex dropped 114 points to close at 77,845, while the Nifty dipped 4 points to settle at 24,327. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru today at Bharat Ratna Shatriveri Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium, Lucknow. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.